Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Any type of success you can get, though, you cling on to it, and I thought the chance for Bush. I mean, that's comical in my mind. Like, that's all I'll say about that. That's all I'll say about that.
Last time the Steelers were at home, they were getting bludgeoned by the Buffalo Bills, and fans were chanting for Mike Tomlin's head. Fans wanted Tomlin out, but you beat the Ravens, and you put a needle in that for a week. If stuff should go bad tonight, I don't think it would take very much for fans to get fed up again. I don't think that's going to be the case, however. I think the Steelers are going to win this football game for a couple of reasons. But Mike Tomlin, the guy who's come under fire, he doesn't lose these games, Dickerson. 21-3 on Monday Night Football.
Man.
The Steelers have won 22 straight home games on Monday night. And the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa, 0-5 when it's colder than 40 degrees, and it's going to be colder than 40 degrees. I like the Steelers in this game, Doran. I think it'll be gross. I think it'll be close. I think the weather is going to play a part in all of that. I think it's going to be a rock fight, but I do expect the Steelers to take care of business at home.
So you like the line, the 3.5? Steelers give them 3.5? You love that line?
I don't know about the line. I think the Steelers win the game.
You think that's appropriate?
Yeah. Yeah, I think on a neutral field in climate-controlled elements, I think these teams are pretty even. Mm-hmm. The way Miami's been playing and the way the Steelers, apart from that Ravens game, have been playing of late, I think they're pretty even football teams.
So with the elements being at play, clearly, 18 degrees, how do you think this game will look if the Steelers win? Like, how will they win? Is it like that? How they won last week? Do they create turnovers? Do they stop the run now that Derek Harmon is probably going to play? Because you know that HN, I mean, they're going to hand the ball to him 1,000 times or dump it off to him 1,000 times tonight. We talked about that last week, and obviously we started talking about it today. How does it look then if they do win? And will you be satisfied with that? So there's one thing if they win the game. It's like, okay, the Steelers won, and you know they're inching their way closer to you know wrapping this division up. This is a big win, a home win against the AFC opponent, but does how they win play a factor into your confidence in the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I don't really care what it looks like necessarily. You got to just find a way to get a dub.
Okay.
You got to win. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Now, what will inspire the most confidence moving forward for me is if it does look like it did with Rodgers and with Metcalf throwing the ball down the field, if they play that style of football again, rogue Rodgers, then I'll feel better about them. But number one job, get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done, win the game, beat a team that you're favored to beat, keep that Monday Night Football streak going. There are going to be terrible towels a swirling. It's your home environment. They're used to 80 and sunny. It's going to be 18 degrees and ain't going to feel like 18 degrees. You just got to win.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm projecting it forward, yeah, I'd like to see Rodgers throw it around a bit. What about you?
Yeah. I kind of want to see. I want to see Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell get going in the run game. Like, I mean, I want Rodgers to pick his spots, and I want DK to kind of roll what he did it last week into this week, because I think that's a big confidence booster for a big time receiver that got paid a lot of money. You kind of want to re up, you know, that performance. But I want to see that get going clearly. But I think that in order to play ball, whenever it really matters, they're going to have to be balanced. And if you could beat an AFC team at home, that really puts you in a really good spot. I think that you need to show you could be as balanced as possible. And this is an opportunity for Jalen Warren to get going again too, because he's kind of been a little bit quiet lately.
I think they're
going to want to do that.
The elements are going to call for that, right? And you know Mike Tomlin's going to want to go out there and bludgeon them and be the tougher football team, the more physical football team. Exactly. People aren't calling right now on the vibe check at 412-928-9370. Are you that down on the Steelers, or are you sleeping in because you know it's going to be a late night? Do you think the Steelers are going to take care of business against the Miami Dolphins? 412-928-9370. So Miami's rush defense, not good. They give up the seventh most rushing yards in the league, 132 per game. So that would make you feel like it could be a Warren Gainwell kind of game. The Dolphins are also 1-7 in games that they trail at any point. So I think if it were me, and I would be the Steelers coach for ADK, I want to throw early to run late. I want to jump on these guys. I want to take an early lead. Maybe you can keep Miami's running game at bay then if they are chasing the game, and then maybe you can salt it away by running the rock against a bad rush defense. That would be the preferred mode to get this dub, I think. You throw it early, stretch the field, take a lead. Maybe that takes their running game out of it, and then you just hand the ball to Jalen Warren 25 times.
Mm-hmm.
Warren
mm-hmm.
and Gainwell.
Yeah, Warren and Gainwell.
And then weirdly, Caleb Johnson around your own goal line, because that's when they only seemingly give him carries.
I mean, it is a huge, huge deal that Darnell's fine.
Massive.
I mean, it's massive. And he kind of controls kind of what they do. But it does beg the question, though, will they revert back to that conservative running style because they do have Darnell? Maybe that they didn't do that. And I know it was early in the game when Rodgers was throwing last week, but whenever Darnell went down, it was like, okay, like we have to abandon mm-hmm. the run because Darnell's not in there. Now it's like, oh, we're going to continue to forcefully run the football because Darnell is in there, if that makes sense.
I think his injury and the way the Ravens were playing kept the Steelers rushing total where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Darnell, they should be able to have success against this Miami front. I really do. It's not a good front seven stopping the run. I'd still like to see them be aggressive early, though.
Yeah, me too.
Be aggressive early. Throw it down the field. Show that last week wasn't a fluke. Take the fight to them. Don't have it be, oh, well, we knew how to play the Ravens, and we're going to revert back to our mean way. No. Rodgers is your cheat code here. Rodgers can handle the elements. Tua has not shown at any point in his career that he can. That doesn't mean he couldn't figure it out. You brought it up last week, Jameis Winston. He was in the same boat. He couldn't win in the cold, then he beat the Steelers last year in the snow. But your biggest advantage in this game, I think, is your quarterback over their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So let that be an advantage early. They don't win when they trail. They're not going to run as much when they trail. Tua, in this four-game winning streak for them, he's averaging just 157 passing yards a game. Make him have to throw it more than they want him to throw. And that means getting out to an early lead. And you would figure you're going to be able to stop the run better with Derek Harmon, but still, the best way to neutralize a running game is through the scoreboard, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. You got to get up. You got to play aggressive. If you got to get up. You can't revert back. Now, I do want to see Jalen Warren get going, but yeah. In spots, like whenever it's necessary. Like, it's like you have control of the game and control it with Jalen Warren after you gain control.
Like, they tried to do it last week against Baltimore.
Yeah.
They got up early, then they tried to run in the fourth quarter, right. And they couldn't run.
Right.
Get up and try to run and then actually be successful with it.
Yeah. Yes.
Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Who you like, Steelers or Dolphins, and why? Vibe check. Let's go to Josh and Beaver. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball around a little bit. I don't see any idea why we shouldn't win by, I say, 24-10, something like that.
You think it's going to be a double-digit dub?
Oh, we're going to crush them, for sure.
Hmm. How about that? What a difference a week makes, man.
It really does.
And then he hung up.
Yeah, and this is a hot team. Like, I'm not gonna overlook this football team. Like, I mean, if you do the things necessary, clearly you'll have a better advantage of winning the football game. But this is a hot football team that has won 4 straight against 3 opponents that aren't that good, but you did beat the Buffalo Bills. Like, they have a different confidence and swagger to them, for sure, just watching them, for sure.
They played in the snow, Dorn.
Yeah, they practiced at RMU, right?
I think so. They were doing snow angels and stuff. It was real cute.
Yeah, it's fun.
What's the line from Batman Begins? You like the dark, but I was born in it.
You think darkness is your ally. You nearly adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it.
I nailed it. 412-928-9370.
That was a Dark Knight, too, not Batman.
Oh, well. No, it wasn't. Oh, it was. Yeah, it was.
No, actually, it was the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, so I butchered the whole thing is what happened there.
Yeah, you went with the first of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went out there on Saturday, and I cleared snow off my sister's car, my sister-in-law's car, and my car wearing shorts. This is Pittsburgh, baby. They think I'm going to walk up in here and get acclimated with one cold practice? I don't think so. We were born in the cold.
Molded by it.
Molded by it. You are merely playing one football game in it. And here's the deal. I'm not disrespecting the Dolphins. Like, I think they're playing like a good football team. You need to win, though.
Yep.
You're favored. You're at home.
Yep.
You're in the playoff race.
Yes.
They're not.
No doubt.
Win the flipping football game. 412-928-9370. We want to talk ball with you. A couple of our favorites waiting patiently on hold. Troy, Mount Washington, Anthony in Oakland, and others. We'll get to Yin's coming up next again at 412-928-9370 at 715. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers, Dolphins tonight. Massive game. Must-win game, I'd say, for your Pittsburgh Steelers. And here's why. I don't want that Ravens game at the end of the year to mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and Harry, you were talking, oh man, a couple weeks ago, about how the Steelers and Ravens seemingly always split.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it last year. Steelers dominated the Bengals last game of the season. Cincinnati comes in here. The game was totally different. Defense played well. Offense didn't, which was the inverse of what had happened in Cincinnati. And the Bengals won a rock fight. I think the Steelers are a better football team than the Ravens, but I don't want that game to mean everything.
Right.
And if you can win tonight and you can at some point grab a two-game lead in the division, that's all she wrote, baby. So you got to win this one. I still, despite what happened to Detroit yesterday and what's really happened to them all year long, I don't feel good about the Steelers' chances in that one. I think the Steelers should beat the Browns, but it's always scary going on the road to Cleveland. You better get this one at home.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying at 412-928-9370. We'll take some calls in a second here. Here's a stat, Thorin. So Patrick Mahomes, he's done. Tore his ACL, and the Chiefs were eliminated from playoff contention yesterday. This will be the first year since 2011 that the AFC Championship game doesn't have Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
That is bonkers.
Wow.
To the phones?
To the phones.
Troy in Mount Washington. What up, Troy?
What up, guys? Good morning.
Mernon.
So I kind of got a different, if you're asking me just like what my vibe is.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Packers just giving up the cookies like that, and the Patriots doing the same thing. It just, and the Ravens kind of catching their groove and beating a bad football team and shutting them out. That makes me a little nervous for how I thought maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago that the Ravens would just lose at least two of those. I don't know, but I feel like there's a possibility that the Ravens could get wins over those teams. That makes me nervous. But the thing that sets me up to feel a lot better is Aaron Rodgers' record in December football, especially when he plays at home. If you look that up, it will shock you. It's like Ben versus the Browns. It's that bad. And I think that's what's going to carry us through December.
You usually are one of our more optimistic callers, Troy.
Yes.
So initially here, I was a little bit worried about you. I was wondering if everything was okay, but you landed on optimism, and we appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Yeah, that's why if they win tonight, the Steelers, and Aaron Rodgers is a big reason why, I'm going to start feeling better about him.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it gave me a flicker of hope against Baltimore. Look at Rodgers. He almost throws for 300 yards. He's moving around. He's spry. He looked as good as you could hope he'd look at 42 in what amounted to basically a playoff game. You do it again, and I look at the state of the AFC. Uh-oh, you're going to make me believe.
Yeah, I'm not going to believe just yet. I mean, they're going to have to beat a really good football team next week for me to believe. But, you know, that team's desperate as well, and the Detroit Lions don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But yeah, if Rodgers goes out there and looks like he did last week, you know, there shouldn't be a reason why you shouldn't have a little bit of faith of the Steelers doing something and making some noise in the playoffs. Because I mean, you're going to draw, I mean, who knows, the Texans, the Patriots. I mean, you got the Broncos. None of those teams are like, oh my God, like,
oh, they got no shot. Oh, jeez. Right. Agreed.
So
right now, I want the Chargers, but we'll get into that later on in the show. Caboli going to be joining us from 8 o'clock until 10. Aaron Rodgers in December is 43-18. That is the best winning percentage by month in his entire career. 116 touchdowns, 29 picks, a quarterback rating of 99.9.
Whenever I think of Aaron Rodgers, I feel like he thrives in weather like this. Like, just remember those Green Bay games when he had like the long sleeve white shirt on. And I just feel like he just thrives in cold weather games like this.
Primetime games, 46-34 is Aaron Rodgers in his career. How about that? 412-928-9370. Anthony in Oakland waiting patiently. What up, Anthony? Good morning.
You know, let me say this quickly about Cincinnati at first. I think the Higgins third concussion is what's been on Burrow's mind. He just didn't look himself. It was what we saw yesterday in Cincinnati was really uncharacteristic. I mean, they were just going through the motions, Burrow. It was a pathetic sight. So I don't get seeing what the Ravens did says more about what the Bengals didn't do.
Couldn't agree more.
Because they normally love to just torch the Ravens any chance they get. To see that performance was really downtrodden. But here's what we have to say about our team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. With Watt out, and we all know that they're 1-11 with him out, the onus is on the offense. So if I'm Rodgers, I'm not listening to Tom, and he might want to play because of the weather his normal Tomlin ball, but that's not going to get it now. We saw that too many times. You have to play aggressive ball now, because that's what's going to be the owner. The offense is going to have to win these games.
We talked about it earlier, Anthony. The Dolphins are 1-7 in games where they trailed at any point. So you get them behind the eight ball there on the scoreboard, you're going to help take their running game out of it. So I agree with you. You got to be aggressive.
I say you have to be aggressive because that's how you're going to have to play in the playoffs. So you might as well start doing it now. Like, if you feel like you're going to make it to the playoffs and compete in the playoffs, you have to be aggressive in the playoffs. So you might as well start playing that way now.
Yeah.
You can't revert back. You started last week. Why would you revert back this week?
You have to have the same mindset they had in 2023 where they were 7-7 and they just turned it over to Mason, just said they stayed out of the way.
Yeah.
And they scored. I mean, we couldn't believe what we were seeing. We hadn't seen that in years. That's the mindset you can't have the mindset you had last year where they had made the playoffs and they just looked lethargic down the stretch and they got steamrolled. We can't see that.
Well, there was a quote from Rodgers last week that actually gives me a little bit of faith that we are going to see the Steelers continue to be aggressive. We'll play that for you coming up next. But how are you out there feeling about Steelers Dolphins Monday Night Football at Acrisure Stadium? 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers are going to take care of business? 412-928-9370. Or will this be a dreaded Mike Tomlin loss? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Felt like we played our game. You know, we were aggressive early on. We hit some shots. DK had a, some splash plays. Obviously, when he's making plays like that, we're a better football team. Getting him involved in the first play wasn't exactly the play call, but I kind of felt when he told me he was thinking about that play Saturday night that I was hoping for a certain coverage so I could give him a shot in the first play of the game to get us going, and they gave us the coverage I was hoping for, and DK ran a great route, and I put the ball in a good spot.
Rogue Rogers, baby! It is anti-Mike Tomlin at the latter stage of his career to be aggressive. That's what made last week so surprising. That's what made last week feel so rewarding as a Steelers fan. Aaron Rodgers wants to be aggressive, and he's going rogue, baby. And that's why I believe we might see some of that tonight. I don't know that they're going to want him to throw it as much as he did against Baltimore, given wind and cold and things of that nature. But I think early they're going to try to push the ball down the field. And I think that's going to be part of their recipe moving forward, Doran. If Rodgers weren't the quarterback, then I would say, yeah, last week was probably a one-off. But because Rodgers is the quarterback, I could see him saying, forget everything else. I'm going to do what I got to do. If I see something, I'm throwing it. And that gives me a little bit of faith.
I just don't know how, if you're Mike Tomlin, Arthur Smith, or this football staff, this coaching staff, and you break down the film of last game and you don't just, just give Rodgers the power that he needs and wants. Like, how can you watch that game last week and be like, oh, well, you know what? We're going to put our game plan on the table, and we're going to start with that, and we're going to roll with that. And Rodgers, you can play within the game plan that we put on the table and we put on the board and we hand you because it's our offense and it's our team and we feel that this is the best course of action. Like, how could you watch that film and think that that would be a better case for you winning a football game?
And yet I think they might. And I think Rodgers will be at the line of scrimmage and he'll go, I got my man DK singled up on the outside. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw it to him.
Yeah.
I like that Rodgers doesn't give a rat's ass. Whereas Russ, and we talked about this a little bit last week, Russ was trying to reframe his football reputation. I'm going to get along. Sean Payton said some mean things about me. People think I'm hard to work with, blah, blah, blah. And so they said, you know what? You can't do the check with me at the line as much as you'd like, Russ. And he probably thought, you know what? Okay, I will. Do what you ask because I don't want my reputation to get soiled. Rodgers doesn't care about his football reputation. He cares about the off-the-field stuff. He wants to be perceived the way that he sees himself. But this football guy?
No.
No, he's going to do what he thinks is best come hell or high water. He did it last year with the Jets to the team's detriment, but I think that's because the Jets, you take an inch, you give them a mile. Steelers don't quite go that far, but I think Rodgers is going to go out there and I think Thielen being out there and MVS being in the right spot, I think that helps him.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's going to leave, at times, DK singled up, and he's not going to be afraid to take his shots. He took one to Calvin Austin last week. I don't think, after the way that they performed last week with the same stuff, I don't think that Rodgers is going to just revert back to being a check down Charlie.
No.
I don't think it's happening. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'd love to talk to you on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark Caboli going to join us in 19 minutes. A texter writes in, the defense is going to be better without TJ Watt. You agree?
Why?
They didn't provide any details.
Hmm.
Look, Watt's not having a good year. And we're happy that he's seemingly okay after what was, I'm sure, a very scary circumstance for him. But he's 19th in the NFL in sacks. When he signed his deal, he was the highest paid non-quarterback in football. Caboli said, I think he's going to get 20 sacks this year. I said, he should, because that's the kind of money you're paying him. And then people crushed me. No one should be expected to have 20 sacks. Well, he got paid, and in 13 games has 7 sacks. Myles Garrett got paid.
Yes.
And in 14 games, he's got 21 and a half sacks. Myles Garrett is one sack away from tying T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan for the most sacks in a single season in NFL history. He's probably going to eviscerate the record. You're probably going to get 25 or more sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Still got 3 games left. That's what it looks like to play up to your contract. Now, I know the team sucks, and they're not going to make the playoffs, and my
even
God,
crazier.
I watched them, and they're horrific. Yes. Look at Joe Burrow. And he might be going through stuff in his personal life. I want to be delicate with this. Mental health, it's important. But Joe Burrow looked like he was going through the motions in the second half because his team sucks and because he's dealing with things and because he didn't have T. Higgins out there and because nothing was going right and because he's been hurt. And there are a lot of reasons. Myles Garrett's on a team that's 3-11. And he's busting his ass every single play.
Yep.
I give him a ton of credit. Now, I don't feel bad for him. There's some who feel bad for him. Oh, imagine him doing this on a great team. He signed there. He wanted to stay there. He wanted to get the bag. I don't feel bad for him.
No.
And I'm sure, you know what? He probably doesn't feel bad for himself.
No, not at all.
He's going to win another DPOY. He's going to set the all-time single season sack record. That's the stuff he cares about, but he's busting his ass out there. Meanwhile, T.J. Watt got 7 sacks in 13 games. Nowhere near good enough. Are they better without him? I'm not going to go that far. But can you live without him?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Yep. You can live without him probably more than you can live without a Derek Harmon.
Now, I will say this. It may, and this is a stretch here. It's a stretch. It may alleviate or kind of expand the way that they play defense because maybe T.J. Watt doesn't want to be moved around. Maybe he doesn't want to line up in different spots. He doesn't want to drop into coverage. Now, without T.J. Watt, you maybe be able to do that with Herbig and be able to do that with Highsmith and
yes.
Be like, you know what? We can actually do different things now that T.J. Watt isn't in the lineup and he is the, you know, I mean, he's the voice probably. He's like, no, I'm not doing this. I don't feel comfortable doing this. Now that he's not in there, it's like, okay, now we're going to mix
a little exotic.
Yeah, maybe.
Why is that always the word we use for like complicated defense? Exotic?
Exotic defenses because it is.
Kind of gets me hot.
Yeah, exotic looking. Like, you know, exotic, like a safari.
I was waiting for you to drop an animal and I was going to howl. I thought you were going to drop giraffe or something.
Yeah, like a giraffe.
I asked if people can see a Tomlin loss coming. And Boomer Heater tweets me on the .com and says, please define a Tomlin loss for me. I said, how about losing as a favorite against a team with a losing record? He said, oh, an NFL upset. Yeah, those happen every week. Okay, you'll just be fine with them losing tonight. That's okay. That's fine.
You forgot about the primetime.
We are soft!
You forgot about the primetime element as well.
Well, he doesn't lose these games. He doesn't lose on Monday night at home. They've won, what, 22 consecutive games at home on Monday? So this would be an all-time Tomlin loss, if you really think about it. You got the birds that are flying north. For the winter. Like, they ain't here. They ain't here for this. Seeing their breath, old fat bald guys on the bench. You can see the steam coming off their head. Don't you love that?
Sure.
They cut to the sideline. You got all the offensive linemen sitting there.
I love that.
Sweating.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you.
And then you just got the smoke coming off their head.
That's my favorite part of the game.
Mm-hmm. You're making fun of me.
Yep.
Thank you. 412-928-9370. This would be one of Mike Tomlin's worst losses of all time. I think that is inarguable, actually. The more that I sort of talk this out, you just beat the Ravens because it's the Ravens and it's the North and it's for the division. Hurrah! You beat them on the road. Impressive victory. Take nothing away. You were aggressive. You actually held on to the fourth quarter lead. Yeah, you got some breaks. Who cares? You won the game. And then you come back here. The last time you were here, the fans were chanting for his firing. You're favored by 3. You've got the quarterback advantage. Their quarterback doesn't play in the snow or the cold. He can't. He shrivels up like a pee-pee in the pool. And you don't lose on Monday Night Football. You lose this game. It's one of Mike Tomlin's worst losses of all time. I don't think it's going to happen, but it would absolutely be one of the worst Mike Tomlin losses in his entire career. Agree? How can you disagree? I laid it all out very eloquently.
No, you did. Like, I see where it come from, but I don't know if it's like the worst of his career.
It's bad. It's way bad.
Yeah.
Because they ain't beating the Detroiters.
I think losing to the Browns in 2 weeks would be worse. And Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, that'd be bad too. They do that every year, though. That the uniqueness of this one would make it worse.
Because
They lost to DTR in Cleveland. They lost to Jameis in the snow last year. Texter, birds fly south, Adam. Yeah, that's the point. They're like birds flying north. They're going to come into the cold. They're not acclimated to it.
Got it.
Nailed it. 412-928-9370 if you want to talk Steelers. Dolphins, Caboli at 8 o'clock. We'll also do one of our little games we like to do the day before a game, the day of a game. Some famous Steelers-Dolphins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you got a big one in this game.
Isn't it technically like 2 days before the game when we do it on
Friday? Yeah, I know. I misspoke. Minka.
Yeah.
Jalen.
Yeah.
Jonnu.
Yeah.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Caboli is here early. It is freezing cold outside. What is it now? 8 degrees. That's going to be much warmer for kickoff, about 18.
8 degrees.
8 degrees. That is sick.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That is sick. Well, it's winter. It's too
why
early.
Why do we live here?
It's a great question. We like our seasons here, right?
I like two seasons.
Me too. I really only like fall.
Yeah.
Summer's too hot.
Yes.
You get like 2 weeks of sun, like September. September's beautiful.
Yes.
Early September.
Uh-huh.
About it.
August stinks.
August is awful. We got married in August in a Catholic church with no air conditioning.
That was a bad decision by
you. It sure was. About an hour and 15 minutes we made people sweat through. Disgusting. Unfair. Not right. All right. Minka Fitzpatrick going against the Steelers. You got Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith going against the Dolphins. We'll get into those matchups with Caboli a little bit later on in the show. But there are some good Steelers and Dolphins crossovers, Doran. Joey Porter.
Mm-hmm.
Most sacks he ever had in a season in his career, 17. Not with the Steelers, but with the Dolphins. How about that?
Yeah.
Little Mike Wallace, little one-trick pony.
Oh, I forgot about Mike Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He got the bag. And great. Guess what? If he took the bag that was offered to him here, Antonio Brown wouldn't have got the bag.
That is true.
Which
I always forget about Mike Wallace.
I love Mike Wallace. He was fast.
Yeah, he could move.
Mm-hmm.
And he played for the Ravens too, right?
He did. He had some strange ones, Mike Wallace did. I think there's another team or two.
Where'd he go? Ole Miss?
He did go to Ole Miss. Look at you, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He played for the Steelers, Dolphins, Ravens, and he didn't have a catch with this team. You'll never guess it. Eagles.
He was with the Eagles?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kalen Ballage. Chase Claypool. James Daniels on their roster now, but he's hurt.
Yep.
They tear his pec.
Yeah.
Ziggy Hood.
Yeah.
What a pick.
Hmm.
Melvin Ingram.
Hmm.
Bryce McCain.
Hmm. I played Bryce in Houston.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
Cool. Good guy. Lawrence Timmons.
Are you trying to make fun of me?
No.
Okay.
Just trying to keep it moving. Right. Landon Roberts. Eric Rowe.
Okay.
That's about it.
Any old school ones?
No, this is pretty much the shortest. This is probably the shortest list that we've seen this year.
Yeah. There's nobody from like the early 2000s and 90s except for Porter?
Taco Charlton.
Wow.
Deshaun Elliott, of course. Didn't mention him. Booth Lustig.
Eric Green.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Good contribution. So there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, people are blowing up the text line with Eric Green. My bad. We were going to get there. We got there. It's all good. Texter, today is a fall day. Winter starts 12/21. Well, that's friggin' sick. Is that true? It's still fall?
I don't think so.
See, I have my own personal fall.
I thought the fall ends Like the 2 days after Thanksgiving or whatever.
That's my own personal fall. My fall ends the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And my fall starts on September 1st.
Yes. Same.
Bang.
Same here. See, look. We're alike in ways.
When does winter start?
Huh.
Sunday, December 21st.
That's crazy.
Well, would you look at that? It goes through March 20th. Personally, I think spring starts March 1st.
For me, spring starts St. Patty's Day.
Okay, that's fair. It's only 3 days after, but look.
I thought spring started when the clocks got pushed forward.
We're not doing the clock talk again. No more
clock talk.
Can I chime in for 1 second?
No.
Yeah, I've kind of been waiting for you to do it the whole time, which made this sort of an awkward segment. Artie Burns.
You literally had to Google when winter started.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's at Mount Lebanon Edumacation.
I didn't know either.
I mean, what are you talking about?
You knew that? You knew it was the 21st?
I think I learned that in like first grade.
Okay, Mark, when spring start?
Probably like March or something, right?
You're such a
March
jackass.
March 21st.
I literally just said it. You weren't listening.
Oh, I don't
listen. You're going to belittle my education. Okay, when's the first day of summer, big guy?
It's four seasons.
Yeah,
so every
we got
four
that.
Months, like on the 21st/20. So December, January, February, March.
What's the first
April,
day of
May,
summer?
June.
June what?
21st, 22nd, whatever.
20th, idiot.
Whatever.
You actually got that wrong this summer.
July.
Remember, because you were like, summer solstice, didn't I say
oh,
that?
Oh, I'm Mark. I had a great education. I know exactly when the first day of winter is. Okay, when's the first day of spring? I just said it 5 seconds ago. Oh, I don't know. I'm Mark. Ass. Thank you for coming in. We'll get Mark's thoughts on the TJ Watt situation when we come back, which appeared to be messy, and then there was some PR being done, and then now it's messy again. How will the Steelers deploy their outside backers without them? We'll get into the football elements of it as well. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high at 21, kickoff temp at 18 degrees. It's Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.